You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
We've seen what you can do, oh God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Hi, this is Kim from sunny South Florida. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
This is a prayer asking God to bless our country, to stand beside her and guide her with his light from above. Amen, and thank you to Irving Berlin and Kate Smith. As we approach our nation's 250th anniversary, I want to share two incredible movies that tell the story of his light leading to the formation of our great nation. Through the Great Awakening, the spiritual revival that took place before the Revolution, the colonists were becoming united through Christ and with a passion to be truly free that was stirring inside them. As Paul wrote in Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Here's a clip from the movie, A Great Awakening.
Do not be deceived. You may have a religious head and yet have the devil in your heart. Our Lord speaks the same words to you as surely as he spoke them to Nicodemus of old. You must be born again. Do not trust in your good works for salvation or that your name is written in the church registry. I tell you, there is only one book where your name must be written, and that is the Lamb's Book of Life. Is your name written there? Is it there? Do you know? Stop this! Come.
A Great Awakening is the story of George Whitefield, already available for streaming or on a DVD, and coming in theaters this July 3rd, young George Washington. And as the title suggests, we learn about the young life of George Washington. We recognize God's hand of protection and a divine plan unfolding in George's life. The movie stars newcomer William Franklin Miller, alongside major stars like Kelsey Grammer and Ben Kingsley.
Why can I not become a British officer?
Because you are not British, George.
There must be a path.
There is not for you.
These are not the open battlefields to which you're accustomed.
I have fought in a great many battlefields.
Not in the New World, sir.
Our people have a legend, a spirit of protection that shields those chosen, those who walk in destiny.
Gila, Konkosana, Gila, Hutuwe Nali.
The Creator chose you. You have been shielded by this spirit.
Dinatomano ki, nehiwe kite sito.
So I ask again, what are you called?
My name is George Washington.
Theaters July 3rd. Celebrate America's 250th anniversary.
The movie Young George Washington is one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. The production value is amazing and the acting's incredible. Costuming and sets are so realistic. It's a great way to spend time with your family and go see a really important movie. There's some really cool discounts available too. If you go to angel.com/cherrytree, you're also going to find some really good tools that you can use to help your families. What an awesome way to celebrate God and celebrate our country.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday Live. That was Heart for Hollywood, and that was Kim Stryker, who was not just there, but she is live in the studio with us. So I want to welcome you, Kim.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. And in a moment, you're going to be sharing a little bit, getting us going with this first segment of Wednesday Live today. Before I do that, it is customary and probably FCC regulations that I introduce my co-host. Maybe Karen Hubbard.
They're going to be after you, Dave.
I know. Well, it's okay because I'm in doing what God wants me to do. If they don't
That's
like
right.
it, too bad.
Everything's good.
Everything is good. Yeah, we have a great program for you today. So listen, stock up on your coffee and your, you know, corn chips or whatever you want to do and eat this morning while we bring you some really cool stuff. We have with us. In the studio, Kim Stryker, who you just heard from, and Barry Alsobrook, whom we've had many times before, who is the either the CEO of Taken TV, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And a tremendous faith-based live streaming movie, TV opportunities. And later on in the program, we are going, and I don't want to murder your name, Guy, but we have another guest sharing with a tremendous ministry, Band of Brothers. And I'm going to, let me try this. Guy Shoshatti?
That's really good, actually.
Actually,
great
well,
to be here.
I took a course from Barry earlier. Guy Shoshatti, and he's going to be in the second segment of the program. On the phone, we have two wonderful individuals, Marty Jean-Louis, who is the founder and executive director of the International Christian Film and Music Festival. And we're also going to have with us Cameron Arnett, who many of you would recognize that name. He is he's a guy, he does a lot of stuff. He's an actor, he's a director, producer, screenwriter, author. He hosts a TV show, and he develops talent through the Cammy Arnett Production Studios. Tremendous. And he does that just on Monday. I mean, the rest of the week. This guy is busy. But anyway, so we're going to be hearing from all those folk. But I want to start with Kim. You want to get us started with talking about God and the faith-based productions and stuff.
Yes, that is sort of a common thread here. And thank you to WCNO for being so supportive of what God is doing in arts and entertainment and faith films. We've had an opportunity to talk about different things that the Lord's doing. And right now, there's two tremendous movies out that you may have heard in the intro. Partial trailers were on there for young George Washington and also for A Great Awakening. And the amazing thing about this is these two films did not come from the same company. Yeah. But the way God seems to be working in this industry, he tends to make everything sort of complement each other. If we're all facing the Lord and we're all following that direction, he'll let us use our gifts and talents to bring everything together in a way that really works and causes revivals and revolutions that need to happen in his name. So, you know, we're coming up on the 250th anniversary. And a couple months ago, they released the film A Great Awakening. Mm. And The Great Awakening was the Great Awakening in the United States that happened before the revolution. So before God allowed this revolution that was political, that started the United States, he first awakened the hearts of the colonists. And the colonists came here, a lot of them very unhappy with the Anglican Church and wanted to have more freedom of religion, but instead they got separated from each other and they created all these little sects, these little groups, and they weren't really following Christ. They were just getting into their own little cultures. And when the Great Awakening happened and George Whitefield and John Wesley and different people that came here and influenced that time period just before the revolution, what happened is the people were awakened to the fact that I need Christ. I need to follow the Bible. I need to stop getting out of my sinful lives. It was very much a repentant time. And people really at the same time followed God, but also it brought everyone together. So the colonists, instead of having little groups here and there, it caused unity. And something that our country's so hungry for right now is unity. And you can see how everyone's even celebrating over the soccer games and baseball games. And there's almost like a revival just of people being so happy to not be divided. So if we can get them united around Christ and we can keep pointing to Christ and we're united, those who are already followers, then we're right where we need to be. Where does film fit in? These films are telling the story in a way that your history teacher and a bunch and book reading is wonderful, and you should continue to research the details. But these stories are going to bring to life these characters, what was happening in the colonies, how the Great Awakening stirred hearts, how George Whitefield influenced Benjamin Franklin. Everybody knows where Benjamin Franklin fit in, but no one realized how much of an influence Whitefield had on him and bringing him to an understanding that God is the God of the Bible and Jesus and Christianity. So now the scene is set through this film, A Great Awakening, which is now streaming. You can watch it on Prime. You can buy a DVD. And I encourage everyone to do that even before they go watch the Young Washington movie, because that's the setup for what happens. So the movie Young Washington picks up, and George Washington would have been young when this is all happening, when this revival is taking place. So all these hearts are being stirred, unity's happening in Christ, and here comes George Washington, who has definitely a calling on his life. When you're watching this movie, you're going to see how, as a boy at 10 years old, he loses his father, and he loses his position in society. And his dream is to be a British officer. And that's not an option for him because he's a colonist and the British do not want to have the colonists have positions in the army. And he ends up with having to lead a militia instead. And so I don't want to give the whole story away, but when you watch the movie, you're going to see how young George Washington is strictly, he makes so many mistakes. He's very charismatic, though. Doors open for him that they're just divine appointment after divine appointment after divine appointment. And then, of course, in the battles where he has all these miracles that occur, people are shooting at him, paid assassins are trying to kill him, and he comes out of the battle with the holes in his jacket, but alive. Yeah. Nothing's happened to him. And this makes people say, even his enemies say, there is a divine hand on this man. So we really want to make sure July 3rd, great way to celebrate 4th of July.
Absolutely.
Take your families. And if you go to angel.com/cherry tree, they have all these resources. They have links to historians talking about other details of the movie, resources pastors can get for their church, discount tickets they can get. And so I just encourage everybody to try to make plans to get those tickets, get out, and you'll hear the trailers again throughout the next weeks on the radio station. And that's what something big that's happening, sort of a universal thing. Now, how do these movies happen? One of the reasons they're getting together is there's things called film festivals. And you've heard about our film festivals. We've interviewed Marty before. He's the founder of the International Christian Film Festival that happens to be in our own backyard in Orlando.
Literally. Yeah.
And most of us have been there before. It's incredible. And it's a place where networking can take place for films like this to be produced. Amazing actors like Cameron Arnett, who's one of our guests. He's incredible. His testimony is amazing. I was able to listen to his whole testimony at the Christian Film Festival. And Marty Jean Louise is on the phone, and we just had the film festival a month or two ago. And
it's May. First week of May?
May?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So not that long ago.
Not that long ago.
And we had the pre-interview before the festival,
yeah.
And we wanted to do a follow-up and talk to Marty about how the festival went, and are we going to get some more amazing movies and songs coming out of this? And
absolutely.
How these amazing men who are willing to follow God work together and have created this great opportunity.
Fantastic. Well, Marty, you're on, brother.
Well, as usual, thank you so much for having me. Good to be with you guys. Good morning, all.
Morning.
Good morning. Morning. Yeah, I was just going to say, I've been to the festival a few times. Awesome Holy Spirit-led event. It's just amazing to me. You brought this, you really resurrected this event from a previous event. This event shut down and it disappointed you, and of course your kids were enjoying that. God gave you the vision and the resources, and you got this started. It probably, I would just say, it's probably a much better event than what you were knew before. And it continues to grow, and it really has a wonderful life of its own because it's the life of Christ in it. Do address that, what the festival does, link with certainly with what Kim said about the increase in faith-based entertainment in America and what that vision is for you, brother.
Amen. Well, you know, our goal at ICFF is God first, right? We want to put God first. Otherwise, we don't want to be a part of it. So with that in mind, we have these wonderful films that put Christ first, and people get to watch them, and the Holy Spirit does the rest. And that's what we want to highlight at ICFF. It's a wonderful event where you get to experience and feel the Holy Spirit, the step in. You feel the love of Christ. You see people praying for each other, people love on each other, and enjoying these wonderful films that these filmmakers work so hard on. Sometimes it takes years. I mean, we hear stories where this has been like 10, 15 years in the making, and we finally get it out, and the world gets to see it. And it's such a beautiful thing to see these things come to life. And we need them more today than ever.
Amen. Well, the field of media is such an important, influential area, not just in America, but in the world. Is so many people get a lot of what they know or think they know from media. Kim?
Yeah, I like to borrow from Karen Cavell's saying, which is the most influential mission field in the world.
Yeah.
If we're praying for Hollywood and supporting Christians and what God's doing in Hollywood, the influence is unparalleled.
Absolutely.
As a mission field.
And because we're trained really from childhood to get a lot of our data that really influences our life, our identity, our actions, who we think we are, and all of that. And so now what God is doing, a powerful thing is, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, and please do, but it seems like God is now mainstreaming faith-based media, and you're certainly a part of that.
Amen. I heard somebody said if Jesus was here today, he would be a filmmaker.
Amen.
I believe it.
Amen.
I believe it. Yes, I would.
And that's because of the power of this media.
Yeah.
Kim says, it is the most powerful way to influence people, media.
Absolutely.
Right? So we know that the enemy is using that, and it is up to us. That's just like you guys are using the power of radio. It's media. It's extremely powerful.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to keep praying for these filmmakers. Right?
Amen.
We have to keep praying for these content, and we have to support these content. We have to go out and watch them, and that's the only way they'll be able to do more. So pray for them and support them in however ways we can.
Amen. And when you pray, certainly lift up all of the all the creatives, we say in Hollywood, and certainly many of them are there, but some are not, but they're all working together. And
right.
And pray for those believers that are part of that industry who aren't in front of the camera, and yet they do a tremendous amount of work there and the work for God and bring people to Christ in that. And I would like, we now have, Barry's going to put his phone next to me. We have Cameron Arnett with us, Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great. Thank you for being able to join us. I really appreciate that. You are a born-again Christian who is actively involved in so many aspects of the entertainment industry and faith-based media. And you've heard us talking about what God is doing in media. I'd love to have your response to that. And at some point during the segment, too, before we go, I know that you have a wonderful ministry you'd like to talk about, Christ Over Career. So I hope you'll be able to get to that as well.
Amen. I truly believe that all of it is one and the same. You know, I came out of Hollywood into this arena. I never thought that I'd be acting again. My wife and I pastored for almost two decades after coming out of Hollywood. So the fact that, you know, what we've been talking about as the greatest influencer for God to send us back into it, it shows you the importance, the magnitude of media and what God wants to use it for. And so I'm very grateful to be a part of it, but also understanding that it is truly a heavy responsibility. Sometimes people think about celebrityism and those kind of things, and we have a perspective of it sometimes that is not at all what God is saying for it to be. But the fact that even right now that the Christian filmmaking, the faith-based side of it, is the fastest growing genre within the entertainment industry, lets you know that this is something that God is taking over, with us or without us. And so all of us that are on this call are very fortunate to be a part of it. And the more obedient that we are in allowing God to use us this way, the more influence that he will have over the airwaves of the world. And that's what this is really all about. And so I'm very grateful to be a part of that.
Amen. Hang on just a minute, but Kim had a comment.
Oh, no, I was just getting chills because of the truth of what Cameron's saying. And he knows because he's been his career before he was called away. I've heard your testimony several times, Cameron. It was very successful by the world's standards. Mm-hmm. And then he stepped away.
Yeah, you get to a certain point in Hollywood where people start, having you in mind when they're writing and those kind of things. And, I came out of doing a movie of the week in Toronto, Canada, and they were really wanting me to be a part of this new television series. And they called me and said, hey, come on in. And I auditioned and that kind of stuff and got the role. And it would have been my first, starring role as my own series, that kind of thing. But the issue is that they wanted me to do partial body nudity, which is not at all what God wanted me to do.
Yeah.
And so I opted out of that and began to watch God unravel the life that I had put together, even though in the world's eyes it was a successful one. And I began to see God take those things away and then give me the life that he intended.
Mm.
And so what I'm experiencing now is nothing short of being miraculous, because again, people would have to even understand how God has done it to understand the magnitude of his power within it. And so I'm fully expectant of even that much more, because I know that it's a God work and it's not me doing something. It's not my abilities. It's not my talent. It's nothing more than God deciding, here's who you are. Here's why I made you, and here's how I'm using you. And so, the more I am obedient and by, I guess, graced by the Holy Spirit to allow him to mold me and shape me, kind of a thing, and keep me out of my own flesh, then he has full reign to use me the way that he wants to, as the one who possesses me, the one who owns me. And, it's a beautiful thing to watch how God can make something out of nothing. And so, I'm just a kid out of Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. And for me to see what God has taken that kind of life, that kind of nothingness, to make something out of is humbling. And I'm watching for the full manifestation, because it keeps getting more and more grand, each and every time, and he doesn't stop amazing you.
Amen.
So I think all of us are here, even with you guys, that with what you're doing, you guys have to understand that we filmmakers, we can have a good product on the shelf, But unless we have people like you that are making it known,
yes,
it's just a good work on the shelf. And so,
amen.
The part and parcel that we all of each other is meant to be esteemed by one another, so that we actually push each other up and declare the power of each and every one of us, so God can make us that family that moves like an army in the process of His hand, and for Him to be the leader and the guide. And I think as we begin to esteem each other that much more, we will eclipse Hollywood because we're supposed to.
Amen.
That is absolutely true. And Marty, excuse me. And what Cameron said about there's so much, there are many good works on the shelf, but they have to be promoted. They have to be talked about. In the time you've done International Christian Film and Music Festival, how could you witness to the work of God in taking a lot of that stuff off the shelf, number one, and number two, with the inspiration and the encouragement of the Spirit of God working through all the creatives in the industry, actually reducing the shelf life of current productions that are faith-based? Have you seen an increase in that?
But without question, for sure, our goal at ICFF is to do exactly that, expose these wonderful films as much as we can to not just to other filmmakers, but to the world. You know, that's why we invite distributors that could take them to the next step. And we have seen so many people. We've seen at ICFF, people being delivered from witchcraft, from pornography,
wow,
and from different things just because of these films.
Hallelujah. That is awesome. Go ahead. Quick.
Oh, I was just going to say, and at the International Christian Film Festival, all the different pieces get to come together and meet each other. So you have this giant puzzle with all these pieces. And when you go to the festival, like Marty said, the distributors get to meet the producers, you meet potential directors, they have casting opportunities, so unknown actors can be mentored by known actors, mm-hmm, and people like me praying and promoting, and it's just every piece of the pie all comes together in this beautiful event where, yeah, God is centered and everybody's, the Holy Spirit, you've been there, it's just so present.
Awesome. The word mosaic actually comes to mind as opposed to puzzle, but
mosaic's much more artistic.
It's very powerful.
And Barry in his part too. I mean, he's there with cameras filming the event and doing his own part with Taken TV and just,
it's awesome. Listen, and I want to get Cameron back on the line because our time's running out on the segment. And I want to make sure that you can talk a little bit about Christ Over Career.
Yes, you know, what happens with Christ Over Career, as I was stating before, they wanted me to do a whole partial body nudity. And for me, obedience to Christ is above everything else. And so when I made that decision, you know, the decision was easy. Because I there's no way that I would compromise my conviction nor my Christ. And so that was easy. It's the unraveling that happened after that, that was actually what I had to make my way through. And once God finished unraveling that, He showed me that the decision in itself was me making that decision of putting Christ over my career. And that became an understanding of what we, all of us as Christians, are supposed to live like. There is an obedience factor to our lives that is key. As we obey God, God will actually put us in place because we are those pieces that he's moving on his chessboard. And sometimes we end up out of place because we're making decisions that are not putting him first. And as Marty said at the beginning, you know, it's like, you know, the whole point of the festival is to put Christ first.
Amen. And
so for our individual lives, it's the same thing. And so when that decision came to me, I did what I believe all Christians should do, and that's putting Christ over their career, Christ over their lives, Christ over every decision that they make. And so now, as Christ Over Career, we travel as a teaching ministry, and the whole perspective of it is getting the Christians to understand that Christ is calling the church back to his lordship, to putting him at the very helm of every decision. And so once we do that, all of life now is orchestrated by him and put us exactly where we're supposed to be. And it's not Christ or career, it's Christ over career. And so God Amen. Wants you to accomplish and achieve great things. It's just that none of the accomplished would ever be great without him being the one who caused him to accomplish it through him. And so God is calling the church to be, once again, leading the world in every aspect of life. But it's only as we give ourselves to him and allow him to make the decisions that we follow that that can actually happen. And that's really the thrust of Christ over career.
That's a powerful testimony. And I hear the I hear the work of the Spirit deeply in that ministry. So needed. I would even say that, you know, this is transformative for a whole industry. And what God has raised you up and those working with you and others that are, you know, copycat ministries, if you will, is just the, I can see the Spirit of God washing through the entire entertainment industry and changing lives and driving out the darkness. Thank you for doing that.
We are meant to captivate the airways, because again,
yes,
the influence is above and above the ability to get all of the word of God, the kingdom of God, through the airways, because there's no greater influence than all these films and all the music and all these things that Satan had a hold of, but now belongs mm-hmm. to Christ mm-hmm. and his people. And all of the people that are on the show today are component parts of that one massive movement.
Amen.
You know, and so as we give our wares one to another, as we esteem each other, as we continue to keep Christ first in all of our perspective lanes, then the kingdom of God goes forward, and he gets the glory, and people get to see his demonstration, not only in what we say, but in how we treat each other in the process.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Marty, why don't you feed in? I know you got something on your heart that God has inspired you to say because of all we're talking about.
Yeah, it was a little bit hard to hear Pastor Cameron Arnett.
we have a little audio issue.
God is calling each and every one of us, not just filmmakers, because that time is right now. That time is today. There are a lot of people that are hurting right now in our neighborhood, you know, in our work. It is our job, and not for somebody else to do. We don't need a film. we don't need a song. Sometimes someone just needs a hug.
Amen.
And I think God is calling every one of us to do that, to be that person that represents him through whatever talent that he has given us.
Amen. Amen. And all the people I've met, including today with you and Cameron, I'm continue to be inspired as I see God at work in the industry, and that what you're doing individually and corporately enables us to look past the institutional structure of the industry and see the beating hearts of the people, and both to pray for the people who are serving the Lord in the industry, and also to pray for the people whom the Lord is seeking to capture their hearts through the work of people like you, Marty, and you, Cameron. And I'm very grateful, honestly, and I'm totally in awe at what God is doing, and I'm also in awe of the character of your faithfulness. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
I want to say our time is almost up for this segment, but I want to give Marty and Cameron a chance to say a little bit more, whatever's on your heart, before we go. Say maybe take each a minute. Start with Cameron.
Well, you know, again, I think for us, just to be a part of what God is doing, realizing that he has chosen us to represent him is just, you know, miraculous and mind-boggling to me. So I'm very honored by it, and I'm humbled by it, and I look forward to working with all of you in what God is doing in and through your lives, man. What an honor. Thank you.
Well, Well, thank you, and you're welcome. God bless you. Marty, you got any last words?
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys, the team at WCNO. You guys are amazing. Thank you for your support throughout the years. We are praying for all of you. We're praying for the staff. We're praying for the people listening. And we love you so much. And also ICFF will be in several other cities. So just follow us, go on our website, internationalcff.org. And we look forward to seeing many of you.
Well, thank you, Marty Jean-Louis and Cameron Arnett. Thank you for joining us today. God bless you and your ministry. You'll certainly be in our prayers.
God bless you.
Thank you. Well, wow, that was,
and thank you, Cameron.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, what? We're still on the air. Yeah, we're going to go to a piece of music now as we segue to the second break. So, Cameron, any last words before we go to that break?
Yeah, man, you know, just I guess to the listeners, to remember that God is in love with you. God Amen. Is for you, and God wants to achieve great things in and through you. So just give yourself to him in obedience. He loves you, and you'll be the one who gets the benefit out of it.
Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless you.
God bless you.
Your name, you are every day the same. You are worthy, Lord. Come and fill our emptiness with the beauty of your holiness. Now we will sing your praise and declare your ways to be heard.
Welcome back. We are back from that wonderful piece of music, which was Petra, the holiest name. And we're back now with Barry Elsobrook, and we also have Cameron Arnett staying with us because he has some commentary for the next segment. And Barry's going to introduce our in-station guest and also manage Cameron Arnett's involvement. So, Barry?
Good morning, everyone. Yes, so I'm excited to have Guy Shashati here, my
one of my really good friends, and who is the founder and the founder of the Florida Band of Brothers, and actually started it here in South Florida. He's a great guy, and does a lot of stuff for the kingdom of God and men, helping men find themselves and where they need to be in the Lord. Yeah, the guy.
All right. Great to be here, everybody. You know, Dave, one of the things you did not mention about Cameron, along with his long bio, was he's a renowned speaker. He lit it up for us at the rally point. I mean,
cool.
We do two events a year. One of them is a rally point where we bring in speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron did five of our six sessions, and everybody left there completely transformed because of all that Cameron did at the event. And for those that don't know, and I would imagine that's most people, what is Florida Band of Brothers?
Yeah.
Let me give you a quick background. In about 2000, I think it was, John Eldredge wrote a book called Wild at Heart. It's the number one Christian selling book out there. Most people are familiar with Wild at Heart. He started running boot camps. Hmm. And to get into the Colorado boot camp out in Colorado Springs, where John Eldredge lives, it's a lottery system. Most people can't get in. So birthed through our business, we started doing boot camps ourselves using some of his material and videos. And to videos about 30 different boot camps going on all over the country and internationally now. And as a result, men's lives are being transformed like no event that I've ever seen for men. And I've been around a long time and was a part of Promise Keepers. Everybody remembers Promise Keepers,
for sure.
Of course.
Yes.
And the impact that it made for so long. And they asked me after going to my first boot camp if I would help run Florida. And we've been doing that for about 14 years.
Wow.
And we run a boot camp every year. That's our main event. And then I realized that a lot of guys would get taken out, you know, between events. And because they were struggling at their church to find a vibrant men's ministry, I'm sure a lot of people listening are familiar with the statistics on what's going on with men and churches. But only 10% of churches have a vibrant men's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So the Band of Brothers has stepped in the gap to help men be around other men who are authentic and transparent and real about the struggles that they have in their life. And it's absolutely incredible what God is doing. And our mission and purpose, ultimately, through the power of God, is to create warriors for Christ on the front lines, taking ground for the kingdom.
Amen.
So we're not trying to create pew sitters, which, of course, is our churches are loaded with. We're trying to create men who are like special forces, you know, not just a Marine, but, you know, part of the special forces or Navy SEALs or Army Rangers, the guys who are on the front lines who are saying, I want to make a huge kingdom impact and ultimately become who God created them to be.
Amen.
And that's ultimately what the Band of Brothers is about. And we do that a lot of different ways. We have our boot camp, which is our flagship event, our rally point, which is our second event. And then we have several other programs to help these guys, because many of the guys that we get are not typically churched. A lot of guys are unchurched, unsaved when they come to us. And then we put them through a discipleship program called Operation Timothy. And we don't have time today, of course, to go through all the details. And then we go through another program. We found a lot of guys struggle with unforgiveness. So we walk them through a book called Forgiving Forward by Bruce and Tony Hebel. It's a 10-week program. The discipleship program, Operation Timothy, is 20 weeks. When that's all over, we go to the Conquer Series, which is a program to help men with sexual addictions of any type. And then when that's over, they're getting a daily devotional to read. We want guys in the Word every day. Anybody who's been a Christian long enough knows the importance of that. So we're doing that. And then we're doing the biggest thing, I think, that we do, and the biggest impactful thing is squads, which is a small group. A small group of men that meets on a semi-weekly or weekly basis. and they come together and they talk about what's really going on in their lives, and we use the Bible and Scripture to help them get clarity on what it is so that they can become. Ultimately, at the end of the day, we want them on the front lines taking ground for the kingdom. And a lot Amen. Of this now, because we have guys from all over the country that attend Florida boot camp, because most boot camps just offer a boot camp. And in Florida, we're kind of on steroids a little bit. We're doing all kinds of programs throughout the year to make sure these guys are plugged in.
Amen.
And then ultimately want to get them into a really, really good Bible-believing church so that they can get the core every week needs that they need. So
I really appreciate what you're doing and you're sharing this. You know, for the longest time, many of us believers have struggled with political left has tried to shove their fantasy narratives down the throats of Americans, and especially the toxic masculinity garbage that many people have embraced simply because they're not thinking and they're just doing. Over and against that, in my spirit, what I'm hearing is God is truly on the move. The battle lines have been drawn, and God and his people are moving to overcome those lies and that darkness with his most powerful truth. And this is what you and the Band of Brothers is all about.
Without a doubt. And we just want men to have permission to be who God created them to be.
Yeah.
And if the world calls it toxic, okay.
Yeah.
They can define it how they want. We're not really concerned with that. If we're following the word of God and being who God created us to be, everything else is going to fall into place. And God's hand has been all over it ever since.
We did
our first boot camp in 2013. We had like 110 guys that showed up in Live Oak, Florida. And
I know Live Oak.
Yeah. And then our last event last year at the boot camp in November, and our next one is November 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. So we have our next boot camp, and last year we had just under 600 men attend our boot camp.
Wow.
Now, coming to a one-day event is easy, but getting men to leave their home and their wife and their kids for 3 nights and 4 days, that's a heavy lift. And we've managed to help guys see the value of it. When they get there, not only do they get phenomenal spiritual renewal, transformation, many of these guys come to Christ for the first time. They're around a bunch of men who are masculine, but at the same time, they love Jesus.
Oh, wow.
And they're not used to seeing a lot of that. And the world and the culture has dictated to them so many things. And one of the most common comments we get is, I have permission now to be who I'm supposed to be. And I
Hallelujah.
Said, you're right. You do.
Yeah.
You have permission
that's
to
awesome.
Be who God created you to be.
That
and that's
awesome.
That's the most incredible thing that we hear. And we hear it very often.
Wow.
And they get really excited about going back. I mean, there's a lot of movements all this stuff is coming into play, you know. Charlie Kirk's message and our message to men. All of this is coming together, and you're seeing men turn back and saying, this message that I've been hearing for 20, 25 years has gotten us nowhere, and we're worse now than ever before. Mm-hmm. We need to return to the roots of God's word, and as a result of that, and understand what that means,
right.
Ultimately.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that masculinity is a big part of that, a big part of who God wants us to be. And once we understand that, then, you know, being in a battle and an adventure and all of that is part of the plan.
Amen.
For us.
And we sort of have an odd production way of getting people to, because Cameron's on the phone, but I want to know if he has any response.
Well, you know, again, for me, as a speaker and having been a pastor, you deal with the raising up of people. God wants to reach his creation and turn them into his children. And so when we're talking about the Band of Brothers, one of the things that, you know, I've come to also understand as to who these men are and speaking to them is the understanding of there is a mandate, there is an anointing to being a male that is different than being a female. Mm-hmm. There is a same importance but different function that God has, and the men have to realize and also understand the responsibility to which they are called. There is a place and an authority that God has put within men, and what we have allowed church to do or society to do is to dissipate all of that, is to rip away at all of that, is to badmouth all of that. And so the labels we end up wearing as men, we end up thinking that those are the things that we're supposed to be, and the boldness and the power and the strength and the masculinity and all the stuff that we talked about and said so far is what God is really bolstering back into us, not in the way that is belligerent, not in the way that is, you know, tyrannical or anything like that, but in the way of being able to be that in our service to society, to women, to life. And the opportunity that I had to be a part of speaking to the men of Band of Brothers was to bring that that perspective and to cause us to really understand the importance of not only being that individually, but being that as a corporate body of manhood within the Church of the Living God. And so the power of watching all of that happen and the understanding of the continuum of it happening from year to year and our ability to now take a positive attack, if you would, on the fact that men are being attacked in the church is one that we have to maintain pressure on, if you would. And that's what I love about Band of Brothers. We're dealing with people that are keeping the pressure upon the fact that men are being called by God once again to lead, and Jesus Christ himself is our prototype. And so, unfortunately, the church has made the image of Jesus, the man, wishy-washy, walk around, you know, yeah, placid, and it's nothing further than from the truth. You know, this is somebody who was able to stand in the face of all of the opposition because he was a king sent in a time when there was a king reigning. And the reason why he was crucified was not because he was a religious man, but it was because that he was a king that now said that there's a new authority in the land and he's it. And so the authority that men are given by God to stand and say, Christ is Lord, he is King, and we are his ambassadors, his representatives, that's what this is all about. And watching that and being in the midst of that and being having the opportunity to call that into being and continue that, it's a responsibility, but it's also an honor, and it's great to see that happening within Band of Brothers.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So I've been to probably, I guess now, 11 or 12 events. And I remember on my first one of the cool things was I got my concealed weapon permit for the very first time. I actually had maybe shot a gun twice in my life. So that was a pretty amazing thing. And then another amazing thing that happened was I got selected to write a chapter in a book, which was also an amazing thing through the connections there at Band of Brothers. But my question now is, were there any testimonies this time? Or was there any amazing stories that you heard this time?
Yeah, every event we have what we call responders, guys who are giving their story or a portion of their story. And the impact of those stories is just incredible because there's so many guys that are there either unsaved, and they hear a story of transformation, and they're hearing something that they've been through, and they've never really met people who have victory on the other side of that. And they're hearing these guys, and it's absolutely incredible when they hear it, and it gives them hope. And then there's a ton of other guys there that, yeah, they're Christians. They're born again, but they haven't been on the front lines. They know that's where they're created to be. But nothing around them is giving them permission to be who they're created to be. And we give them that permission and they get recommitted to be to being who God created them to be. And that's a really, really cool thing. Mm. And, you know, and Barry mentioned the concealed weapons permit. We do the concealed weapons permit for the state of Florida at all of our events.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a full gun range where you can shoot. You know, there's probably 30 lanes with a instructor on every shooter. That's kind of a highlight event. But we also do hog hunting and we do we do zip lines and archery tag and airboats and regular boat rides and sports like you couldn't believe and board games late into the night and dominoes, you know, is a big competitive. These guys go crazy over dominoes and chess tournaments. I mean, cornhole, there's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. For that person who's very active and they love sports, we got mm-hmm. it. That person who's a little more relaxed and would love to, you know, their competitiveness is, you know, checkmate, you know, for somebody. Whatever it is, we got every level. And there's all kinds of tournaments and prizes given and all that. The activities are a huge part of it. But they're not used to being around that much masculine men, that many masculine men who are mm-hmm. who also love Jesus. They're just that combination is not something they're used to seeing. And I think that's where God steps in and just says, yeah. And then these guys, when given that opportunity, they're almost running down the aisle. We get probably 100 mm-hmm. or 150 men every event giving their life to Christ.
Man, that is so awesome. But that's our God, right? God is awesome. And you're doing what he wants you to do. He's sending his spirit to make sure it happens. It's just incredible. I'm looking at the clock, which I hate to do. But time is kind of running out. We have like a minute or so. And so I just want to, any closing comments about Band of Brothers from you or maybe Cameron has a
I'll just say that, yeah, I'll say something quickly. Our next event is November. It's our main event. It's a boot camp. BandofBrothersFL.com for all the details and to register. There's also an email address at the bottom of that information page. If you have any questions, we'd love to answer those questions for you. But if you have men in your life, whether they're brothers who are 18 or older, or we have just really anybody, your fathers, your uncles, your cousins who are struggling in any way, shape, or form, we would love to be able to pour into them over that weekend. And just watch what God does. It's really
Could
incredible.
You give our listeners some contact information, website, phone numbers, whatever for that.
Yeah. The best thing is bandofbrothersfl.com. It gives you everything. And at the bottom of that is our email, FL for Florida, BOBB at gmail.com is the address. And you go there, one of us will get back to you in a I'm kind of a stickler on getting back to people really quick. So.
That's great. Yeah, well, thank you for that. And Cameron, do you have any last words before we go? We got about 30 seconds.
Well, in 30 seconds, again, God is in love with you. God cares about you. God wants you. God has orchestrated everything that he sent Jesus to make sure that your destiny will be fulfilled. And if you will follow him, he'll guide you and lead you into the place that you're supposed to be. And that's just be obedient to him. Just love him back.
Amen. Thank you. And thank you for joining us. We know this is a bit of a stretch since you're overseas and that you're still able to make time. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Well, I have to thank you all for listening to Wednesday Live. And guess what? Because the name of the show, next time you hear us, will be Wednesday of next week. Same time, same station. Thanks for joining us. God bless you all.
'Cause there's no prison wall you can't break through. No mountain you can't move. All things are possible.
Thanks for listening to Wednesday Live today, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. For information relating to their mission and ministry, go to tccalliance.com.
Until next Wednesday, may the Lord shower you with blessings.
In spite of what